Welcome to the Jacksonville High School 912 podcast, focusing on high school students and athletes to reach their full potential. Today's podcast is brought to you by our partners, Duval Motors, Bono's Barbecue, Adecco, Land South Construction, PGA Tour Superstore, Fortegra, CSI Companies, Arco Group, US Assure, WJXT Channel 4, and 1010XL. Here's this week's show.
Welcome to another edition of the High School 912 podcast. We want to thank all of our partners and sponsors for making these podcasts possible. As a reminder, these podcasts, the purpose of them is to really look at all different things going on in our high schools around the area and maybe help out with some of the topics, help out with some of the challenges, and just bring light to the great things that people are doing in this community. And today's guest is a example of that. I'm really excited to be joined today by Brian Rado. Brian is the athletic director, maybe very acclaimed athletic director here at Mandarin High School. He's got a big smile on his face because he's coming off one of the best years in Mandarin High School athletics history. Brian, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys having me here.
Okay, so give us a little bit of your background. Our listeners, give us your story sense of, you know, everybody so many kids nowadays are coming out of college. Their goal, and I talk to them a lot, having been a former athletic director, I want to be an AD. Mm-hmm. That's the goal. So give these people a sense of your career, what you've done up until this point.
I started in 2002 in Duval County. I was fortunate enough, in my second year, I was offered the position at Northwestern Middle School. It's a small middle school here in the north side of Jacksonville. And so I kind of hit the ground running as I was coming right out of college. You know, you want to coach every bit of sport and you want to, you know, want to have your hands in everything. And the principal at the time, there was a situation, there was a transition in the AD, and he said, you want to take it on? At first, I was like, you know, I kind of wanted to continue doing the coaching thing because that's what I really enjoyed and loved. I knew I'd have to sacrifice a few things. But it turned out that I had a passion for that leadership role, had a passion for working with coaches and building student athletes. And I was at Northwestern for, I believe, about 13, 14 years as the athletic director. And then, fortunately, when this position came up the summer of 14, kind of rolled the dice and took a shot. I didn't know if they would take a risk with a middle school athletic director with not much high school experience at all. And I was fortunate that the principal at the time kind of saw my philosophy. And yeah, I was going to do exactly what I was doing at Northwestern, but I was just on a greater level because Northwestern is one of the smaller middle schools in the city. And coming to the largest high school in the city was going to be a big transition. But I just said there's a lot of candidates with experience, but I can promise you I'm going to work everything in my power to make sure that we continue the traditions of Mandarin past and build some new ones for the future.
All right, so we're going to get into your accolades and really Mandarin's accolades here in a few minutes. But what's, as an athletic director at the largest high school, but just as a general athletic director, because you've done it now for a lot of years, what's your general philosophy as an AD of trying to bring to all of the student athletes and coaches? What's some of those core things of your beliefs that you try to lead them with?
It's kind of a belief system that I picked up maybe in the mid-tenure of my athletic director position at Northwestern. It's kind of the four pillars that someone taught me years ago to train, and it could be train student athletes or staff. I kind of incorporated with my staff. Train, equip, empower, and then hold accountable. I train my coaches, which many of them know how to do their jobs. Equip them. I feel as an athletic director, my job is to equip my coaching staff and my student athletes to be successful. And a lot of that takes place in the off season, the summers, building the business partners, and et cetera. And then empower them to do their job. Empower the coaches each and every day to do what they do best. And then at the end of the day, hold them accountable. And I kind of transist that could work for athletes as well. But I kind of stick to those four pillars in my leadership role with both the coaches and the student athletes.
So we've got an unbelievable history of just high school athletics here in Jacksonville. We've sent so many people to the pros, to the Olympics, all the different highest levels of sports. But now in 2019, about to go into the 1920 academic year, which is hard to believe, what are some of the things that you've seen that are working really good in our system, and not just Duval County but just overall in the area? And then maybe some of the challenges that you face as an athletic director, maybe not specific to Mandarin as a whole, but your counterparts at all the different other schools. So what are the pros, really, the great things going on right now that we have for us? But and then what are a couple of the things that you say, man, these are really the things that we need moving forward?
Mm-hmm. Great things moving forward, kind of on my tenure as exiting the middle school athletic director role at Northwestern, Duval County in particular, started the middle school playoff system. And I thought that was a remarkable thing. That just basically put a recharge in the middle schools. And it kind of transferred into, I didn't have much experience with the Gateway Conference, the remarkable job Tammy Talley does running the Gateway Conference and putting that tournament together and that kind of system. It's just a special thing that this county, that county does a phenomenal job at. And I think those two kind of things that just in my recent memory, obviously Gateway is not recent, but something I see when I transition to the high school, that Gateway tournament system and how we tie into the public schools and going to the state conferences, other kind of counties kind of want to emulate that stuff. You see it down south in Clay County, just kind of did their all conference thing. And so it's kind of a neat thing that this county does and, you know, keeps those rivalries going. And that Gateway Conference, just it's a great way for our student athletes to kind of, you know, compete against each other here in the Duval County Public Schools.
So what are the things moving forward? Now we go into the 19-20 academic year and even beyond. Some of the things that you see in talking to your counterparts that we are very fortunate, you hit on it, to have a person leading the charge like Tammy Talley. Mm-hmm. I think she's great in so many different ways, and I know you think the world of her as well. And we are very fortunate to have a new superintendent who is very athletic-minded, oh, yeah, understands athletics, was a college athlete herself in Dr. Green. So, but what are some of the things that you see as challenges as we are moving forward that the community, you know, needs to understand and say, hey, these are some of the areas that maybe you could step up and help us?
Mm-hmm. Challenges, and if this may not tie into the community, but it ties, as athletic directors, I think we're all kind of facing, and again, going back to going to some state conferences and national conference, specialization in sports is you know, become pretty big time as far as when I graduated in mid-90s and even a few years after. I think now it's, you know, really focusing on that multi-sport athlete. I think what we're all at ADs, we're facing that challenge of, you know, that one athlete want to, you know, focus on that one sport. So just meeting with my staff yesterday at our end of the year meeting, we discussed that. We discussed it's not going anywhere and it's not bad or good or anything in between, but how do we know here at Mandarin we tried to encourage the multi-sport athlete? And I think that's something that all ADs face, no matter what county you're in, what state you're in. It's something that's pretty relevant right now, the specialization of the athlete. And again, we push it with our coaches, number one, influencing our athletes to play multiple sports and then rewarding those athletes. We've had the seven-letter club here and the four-year letter club. So different things you can do to promote the multi-sport athlete. But I think that's kind of a hot topic now that sometimes the struggle with ADs and sometimes the frustration with ADs is, you know, the athletes just focusing on that one sport. So I think that's kind of a current thing that you kind of see discussed in some breakout sessions when you go to different groups and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was interesting that you bring that up because I saw read an article talking about, in this case, it was the NBA because it was talking about the NBA finals and all of that. But it said like 80% of the players that are participating in the NBA finals in high school were multi-sport athletes. And I've read that same article as it relates to Major League Baseball players or football players. And so I would imagine that is a challenge nowadays because people want to come in and they have their eyes focused on one thing. The sport of football is still, I guess 7-on-7 is now picking up, but it's not like the club stuff that we have in the other sports. So as far as what are things that are being done, is it just more now of an education of bringing things to light and saying, how do we maybe change that or begin to alter some of that?
Yeah, and I think that there's ways you can just continue to promote it. And like I stated earlier, and because one of the coaches was a little frustrated, she's like, how do we do this? Well, it's not our decision. A lot of times it's the parents' decision, and we're not, you know, like I said, there's no right, wrong way or anything in between. It's just really harping on the fact that we are going to reward these multi-sport athletes and recognize them at the ceremonies that we have. And when there's maybe the cross-country season leading into a soccer season, that soccer coach being, you know, we'll work together. You'll have your time. You'll have your time to try out and play, but just you finish your sport. We don't kind of want to see them leaving their one sport because the next season, started. So it's just, I think as an athletic director, what I kind of preach to my staff, we just encourage. As an athletic director, I have to reward, because at the end of the day, sometimes it's not us saying, we can't tell a kid you're not going to play that one sport only. You know, that's going to come from the home. So We just try to promote it on the inside, making sure that our coaches know that the multi-sport athlete is something I take a great passion as an athletic director. And as an athletic director, I'm going to reward those young men and women that participate in the multi-sport.
Well, if you look at the percentages of kids that move on from high school to college, it's not a lot of high percentage. You know, I mean, it's in about 94% are not going to play in college. And so enabling those kids to have great experiences across the board is your biggest is one of your focuses right now, which is awesome. All right, let's transition a little bit to Mandarin Athletics here. You're coming off another unbelievable year. First ever state championship in football. The accolades keep coming. You've got a high-profile player coming into his senior season. But give us a sense. You won the all-sports trophy in both boys and girls in the Gateway Conference. That's got to be pretty special as an athletic director.
It really was. It's been such a remarkable year. You know, I'm just so fortunate to be in the position I am. And it's really just a testament to this amazing coaching staff and the remarkable student athletes we have. I mean, this coaching staff, I mean, we just stress outwork everybody. And it doesn't take place during the season. It's what they're doing in the summers and their off season. These coaches just work extremely hard, and it's little things. It's not just, working in those conditions. It's taking their pride in their facility. It's the little things that this coaching staff still amazes me. I give all the credit to them as far as all that this year and the previous years. They just want to outwork, and they want to make sure that their athletes are prepared, obviously on their respective fields of play, but more importantly in the classroom. We had our spring varsity award ceremony last week, and as you saw on the counter coming in, those trophies are phenomenal, but one of the ones that is not up there, our softball team was the state academic team champion, which I think was a team GPA of 3.66. So, again, it's a testament to the coaches not only excelling, whether it be the court, the pool, or the field, it's making sure their athletes are doing everything they can in the classroom to dominate as well. It's been a really fun year to be the athletic director of Mandarin High School.
Yeah, I remember my days as an AD, and people would give you a lot of the accolades, and it's like, hold on a second, I never hit a three. I never threw a touchdown pass. I signed the checks and kind of did my stuff. So a lot of the hard work does go to the coaches and athletes. So as an athletic director, people say, oh, well, the season's over. You must get a lot of time to rest and recoup and, get ready back for football season. A lot of times this is when a lot of your work gets done. So what over the next 6 to 8 weeks over the summer as a high school athletic director, what are some of the things that you're focused on?
This is actually one of the most important times of the year for me. Like I said, that second key point is to equip. And in saying equip my coaches, it's time to go meet the business partners of Mandarin High School and beyond. It's time to make sure that our facility upgrades are, in motion and making sure that, we want to provide the best for our student athletes. So this is the time to build the business partners, to put together what we started 2 years ago, our 5K, our golf tournaments, putting everything in place. So this year kind of rolls. It's when the year goes, as football season, you're busy, leads into basketball, soccer season, and there's not much time to do that. So, and it's something I kind of enjoy. I kind of like getting out in the community and thanking our business partners for staying with us, building some new ones. But yeah, this is the grind for me, and I kind of enjoy it because I get to get out of the office a little bit and meet the community and thank them, and then again try to reach out to some new ones and enjoy that process of it, which was new to me coming from that middle school to the high school role. You kind of get intimidated to go talk to a business partner here or there, but that's something I've kind of enjoyed now. And when I came here in regards to the fundraisers we plan in the off season, I said, the foundation for Mandarin was started by John Fox and Tammy Talley, and I'm not doing anything too different, but I promise the coaching staff, who's probably a little hesitant, who's this middle school kid coming from absolutely nowhere? I said, trust me, guys, I'm going to keep the traditions that John and Tammy started, and we're also going to try to do some new things and put some new spins on it. And some of the things we've been proud of in the 5 years is the Mandarin High School Athletics Alumni and Community 5K, as well as the Mandarin Athletics Golf Tournaments, and those fundraisers go to benefit all our athletic programs when those continue to develop. So yeah, the summer is a time just to get everything prepared for the season, and that starts from getting coaches certified to getting the facilities. It's a long list of duties that, it's enjoyable though.
You're not putting your feet on your desk and just relaxing. No. It's a lot of work.
Yes, sir. It's just, and again, it's a staff of 40. I think we have 48 on staff right now. So making sure there's different certifications thing they need every summer. So it's kind of just making sure my days are pretty organized. So when those when that August comes, you know, then it's time for my put my promotion hat on and get to that student body and promote, get those kids out to the games and get the students jacked up for volleyball, swimming, football. Because as an athletic director, that's something I really, outside of training the coaches, I just have a passion for getting with the students and getting them jacked up and doing our theme games and getting in the cafeteria and getting just, to, you know, getting them hyped up to come to all of our events, not just focus on Friday nights. I want them to be packed houses for our volleyball games, our soccer, you know, everything that encompasses a fun athletic program. I want to get our students jacked up for it. And that's something I really enjoy here at Mandarin to do.
So we're visiting with Athletic Director Brian Rado, who's the Athletic Director here at Mandarin High School, coming off one of their best years ever, athletically speaking. So we're going to ask you one final question. As an athletic director this year, what's maybe a memory that stood out to you that you said, you know what, I've been an AD a long time, seen a lot of different things. You've done it a long time. Man, this kind of thing, just I stood back and I said, wow, I love what I do, and this was really a cool moment in time. Because as athletic directors, sometimes we get caught up in everything else, and sometimes we don't get to sit still and go, man, that's really cool. So what's one area, and I'm making the question longer to give you a second to think about it, but what's one area within this year that you would go home and tell your wife, man, that really, I love what I do?
I can think of it quick. It was December 8th, 2018. And it, obviously, the celebration with Coach Ramsey, his staff, and the boys was awesome. But it was maybe midpoint of the game, turning around and looking at alumni community, some of our business partner owners that made the trip, the three or four Spirit buses. It kind of just hit me then, just when we won it, and you just turned around and just seeing 3,000 or 4,000 people just going nuts and taking so much pride and happiness. And, you know, had that, they all had the former players had their old, you know, apparel on. It was just so cool to see. And the texts that came in that night from people watching it live stream that couldn't make it out, that memory will stick with me. Just kind of turning around and just seeing 3,000 to 4,000 people of various, the students we have here, alumni, parents, and just the basically the Mandarin community and beyond. It was Rain's coaching staff came out and celebrated with us after. It was just such a unique opportunity that I will always capture that moment in my mind, turning around and seeing just orange and green up and down, and those fans just, you know, enjoying the moment that was obviously we all enjoyed together. It was really cool.
I remember watching it on live stream and feeling a sense of pride just for our community of, man, we've got two state champions. This is really cool. And so kudos to you. I know how hard it is. The job of an athletic director, there is a lot of pride in it, but it's a hard job. And you're dealing with a lot of different constituencies. So thank you for the work you do for our county and also for your student athletes and coaches here.
I really appreciate it. Appreciate you guys.
So we're visiting with Brian Rado, who's the athletic director here at Mandarin High School. We are very fortunate, folks, in this community to have a lot of great athletic directors who are passionate about the students, who are passionate about the coaches. We're very fortunate to have Tammy Talley, who leads that effort. But I think, as you heard today, Brian Rado from Mandarin High School is as good as anybody on this level of putting stuff together, and just very fortunate to have him on our podcast today. Remember, this is the Jacksonville High School 912 podcast. We want to thank all of our partners for their support of making this possible. And until next time, follow the stream.
Thanks for listening to the Jacksonville High School 912 podcast, focusing on high school students and athletes to reach their full potential. Today's podcast was brought to you by our partners, Duval Motors, Bono's Barbecue, Adecco, Land South Construction, PGA Tour Superstore, Fortegra, CSI Companies, Arco Group, US Assure, WJXT Channel 4, and 1010XL.